It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nate Scott, author of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. And I want to welcome you to another episode of Life is Rich with Nate Scott, our podcast. In this episode, I'm going to share with you an interview that I had an opportunity to do with my lovely wife, Andrea C. Scott. You see, Andrea truly is the embodiment of what Life is Rich means to me. We truly do live in fullness every day, and we are able to do so because we know that we are Christ's heir, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, and financially. I want to share this episode with you guys to commemorate the month of February, which is Black History Month, and it's also that special month in which love is celebrated. And so I hope that as you sit back and you listen to this episode, that you'll get an opportunity to truly get to know us in a special way, an intimate way, and that you're able to glean some things that are really important to us that makes us what some people call a power couple. And so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll jump right into the episode. So happy to have you guys return to the show. This is a stupid episode. I've been anticipating. Stupid.
Hey, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be wonderful.
All that sounds stupid to me. That's just my mind.
I love it.
We're back with our guest. I have been telling you guys that we have something special for you today. You know that today's topic is how to become a power couple in less than 1 hour a day. And all you guys wanted to hear, you know, what is the nugget? What's the nugget? How do we do it? And so we have our guest on today. Would you guys welcome Miss Andrea? I'm going to tell y'all why I'm saying it like that here in a little bit. Miss Andrea and Nate Scott.
Welcome
to the show, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. So right off the bat, we don't waste time on the Lit TV show. We try to get lit right off the bat. So we're going to jump into this thing. And so right off the bat, I want to ask you guys, tell us individually about yourselves. Nate, I know you. I've known you for years, and I know your success story. I've read about Miss Andrea, and I've heard about her success story, but our viewers and our listeners have not. So can you guys just give us a really brief synopsis to your backgrounds? Just kind of tell us who you are.
Absolutely. Babe?
Okay, sure. I wanted to say this. I am a very proud immigrant. Okay. I was born on the island of Jamaica, grew up in New York, have a entertainment background in the performing arts, went out of high school of performing arts when I realized my love for music, wanted to be a singer. I was going to be Beyonce before Beyonce was Beyonce. Yes. Okay.
Come on here. Yes. Come on. Wait a minute. Rihanna's from the islands though, not Beyonce, right?
She's from Trinidad. And so I was born on the island of Jamaica, and so I was I went to the High School of Performing Arts, which is the music school, and then of course I went to college in Philadelphia. I was a jazz vocal commercial performance major. And I left college in my junior year to go on the road, and at the age of 20 I was performing on stage, and then the Lord said, you need to go home.
Back to Jamaica?
Back to New York. Okay. I realized that it just wasn't something for me. At that particular time, sorry, I'm having technical difficulties. Wardrobe malfunction, y'all. Wardrobe malfunction. Okay. But what happened was that was the I guess what caused me to understand that I really was an entrepreneur, that even though I was getting all this education, I loved working for myself. Even, you know, that stint was enough to let me know when I came back to the States and tried to get jobs. I got jobs and jobs and jobs. I got so bored, and I knew that my life was as an entrepreneur. And so I made a go at it in direct sales and ended up being very successful as a top executive in a cosmetics company that is based out of Dallas, Texas, being the 17th woman of color to debut at the top level of the company. Thank you. Right now, there's 33 of us out of 400. There's 33 of us, and I was number 17, and I hold the record still of being the youngest woman of color to ever debut at the top position in this company.
So entrepreneurship for how long?
26 years.
Wow.
26 years. I just retired after, I'm just leave this out. After 26 years, I'll just talk to y'all like that. That's my good side anyway. But anyway, after 26 years, I retired after 26 years at the top level of the company. And so Nate and I now are partnering to change the world.
Come on here. Now, before we, hold on, Mr. Scott, before we come to you, my brother, I gotta ask you this, Miss Andrea. I don't hear the Jamaican accent. Where's that?
Way up top, but man, way up top. You know, it's interesting because I grew up in I came here as a child and I grew up in the American school system. Only when I get around my family, okay, this is not working. Only when I get around my family, you guys, do I really, you know, because my. You know, it is what it is. So, I can put it on and take it off.
Come on here.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Nate, talk to us.
Yeah. Well, beautiful thing about the connection of that story. On July 8th, 2015, as I was leaving the gym, I passed that pink Cadillac. Didn't see the person, but I'm always on my grind. Didn't actually feel like talking to one, but I said, okay, this is what I do. So I pulled on the side of the road, and as she drove by, I flagged her down. I didn't see her physically, but I saw the vehicle, recognized it as a status symbol. Put on the side of the road, got out of the car, grabbed a copy of my book, gave it to her through the window and said, here, read this. If you get any value from it, you can pay for it later.
Hold on.
It's true.
Hold up. Rewind, bro. Rewind. You pull her. Wait a minute. Hold on. You see the vehicle past you.
I passed her.
You pass the vehicle. You pull over, not knowing who's in the vehicle.
Right.
You pull over and stop the vehicle?
Yeah.
Well, I was already stopped. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, no. She wasn't. This is what happened. She was stopped. I went around her. Pulled on the side of the road. She then drove towards me to leave. I was out in the vehicle to flag her down.
You like standing in the middle of the road, bro.
He comes out the car. Yeah.
That's bold.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to you about that.
Well, Charity chased me the same way, though. Go ahead, bro.
She saw you. I didn't see her. I just thought of him.
Right.
There you
go.
And flagged her down, handed a book through the window, and I always refer to it as that knowing who you are and whose you are. And we will talk about this thing about power couple. I'll talk about that. But the bottom line is I had to know who I was and in turn what I had to offer. That's what gave me the courage to do that, which I did. Wow. And so I gave it to her. She went left. I went right. She contacted me on July 26th telling me she'd read it. She shared it with 30 of her directors. They all wanted it. From there, she asked me to do a conference call with 200 of her ladies. I said, bring the husbands on. After that, she asked me to do a live event here in Jacksonville. From there, she paid $4,500 to work with me for 90 days. From that, we developed a friendship and over scandal and nachos, man. And then less than a year of meeting at the stop sign, we got married. And so the who I am is the basis of that, because at 19, when I walked perimeter during Desert Storm, I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I know what's there of my life. And so that's always been my driver. And so moving fast forward, when I wrote Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, I wrote it as a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship, specifically addressing the fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger. Life is rich means I live in fullness every day because I realize I'm Christ's heir. That means spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, and financially. So who I am is all wrapped up in that message. I can give you the highlights of the things I've done in real estate, things I've done in owning businesses, things I've done as an author, speaker, as a West Point graduate, all those accolades. But at the end of the day, who I am is someone that values educating, equipping, and empowering people and showing them how to take God's word and apply it on a daily basis. And so our coming together as a union was really based upon that.
Was that your mission statement?
No, the mission statement is to live each day principle-centered based on biblical teachings and to be a person of value and positive influence in the lives of the people in which I influence.
So you're an accomplished author, very successful background in a number of things. As a matter of fact, you, and I'm putting you on the spot here because I know the information, but I want my audience to hear it. You acquired your first million at what age? 32 years old. And
after serving in combat, then going to West Point, then graduating, and then working, but always being an entrepreneur. And so the thing I like to give people as inspiration is really say, take away my West Point degree, which is engineering and sociology, take away my MBA from George Washington, take away my financial plan from Georgetown. When I learned to pick up books and go to seminars and be around successful people, that's what taught me how to read the Bible as a practical manual. Which in turn put me on a lifetime journey of lifetime learning. So I'm like, do you want a job, a career, or a life? And based on your answer to those three, I will then tell you, and I've been equipped to tell you how to make that game plan work.
So let me ask you this. A lot of people toss around the term power couple, have told us that we're a power couple. What does it mean to you guys to be a power couple?
Hold on. Before y'all answer that, let me just go back to what she just said. They used to call us power couple. I thought that meant because there was a season in our life where we didn't have our lights on. Our lights were out. So come on here. I'm just being transparent.
I think we all had that season where
we were a power couple. No, that's good though. People toss it around so loosely. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know what I mean? And now any and everybody, just because they're together,
right?
You know, and they got a social media following, they are power couple,
right?
And I don't think it's really that, but help me out. What do you guys think the term power couple means? Like, how do you look at the word power couple? Because you are a power couple. Now, I know what it means, but I want to hear from your perspective. Well, what is that to you?
Yeah, I would like to address what you just said, and then I'll let Nate kind of kick that off, because you're so right. There, people do label you that if you look a certain way. A lot of it is outward, because nobody knows what goes on in your house, you know, or in your relationship, and they see you, and people create this thing in their mind, and it's a lot of times it's fantasy. I remember in my former marriage, we were called a power couple, but we weren't powerful. There was no power at the house. You know what I mean? And so, but they saw us individually, and then they made an assumption. And so what I can say honestly now in my relationship with Nate is that we're not individuals. We're one, you know what I mean? Which is that true definition of marriage, and whatever they want to label us, as long as we know what we are, I mean, and truly we just really like each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nate. So yeah, what's interesting is that Andrew and I spent a lot of time really talking about that, because the question of the topic really was something that we need to say, you know what, how do we address this and do it the right way? And it's amazing, you know. I had to go to the number one resource, and that is the Urban Dictionary.
Come on here. The Urban Dictionary. That's the number one resource.
It's the truth. Yeah. Truth.
Come on here. The Urban Dictionary. You know?
Right. It's the Bible, and then the Urban Dictionary.
Right up under the Bible is the Urban Dictionary. Right up under
So the Urban Dictionary said a relationship between two people who are equally as cool as each other. They are individually.
Wow. Say that again, bro.
a relationship between two people who are equally as cool as each other. They are as individually awesome and fun to be around as they are when they are together. Neither one depends on the other for their feelings of self-worth. They know in their heart that they are just as valuable as the world as the other. Good looking, optimistic, and sparks a light in the world that people recognize that goes beyond a normal relationship. In a power couple, if one person is flawed, the other person makes up for their weaknesses and strength. Together, they are the epitome of what anyone would desire in a relationship. They encourage goodness in the world and make it a better place by being together. Wow. Bro, when I saw that and read that, I'm like, check, check, check.
Right.
And so what makes us a power couple is that individually our source is God. And I talked to you briefly about this whole idea. Well, what do we think about power? Is that it's got to be having a source. And so our source is very clear. And that was individual, such that on the day when Andrew and I were early in our relationship, and she said to me one day in tears, how do you know I'm the one? And I said, go get your Bible. And babe, pick it up from there. Talk to him about that.
Yeah. So after 17 years of marriage and just being in a broken place, knowing what I didn't want and what I knew I deserved, and meeting Nate, and it was just so foreign to me because it was like easy. Like this, it was just almost, it's that exceeding and abundantly, you know, above you can ask or think. And I just was like, okay, Nate, how do you know that you could love me for the rest of your life, that we're going to take this thing to the day we die, till death do us part? And he asked me, he said, well, go get your Bible. And I said, okay. And I'm crying and slobbering. and he says, turn to, you know, 1 Corinthians 13. Now, of course, everybody knows 1 Corinthians. Well, you know, I knew exactly the love chapter. And so I start from verse 4. And he says, vet him. It's kind of like the Lord says, try me, prove me.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, just vet me against what the ultimate God, what God says about love. And so I just went from the first one, love is kind. He's like, have I been kind? I'm like, yeah. You know, love is patient. Dude, have you experienced me to be patient? Yes. And I go through the whole thing and it blew my mind because I've never had a man. And not that I've had a whole lot of relationships or meaningful ones at that, but I've never had anybody take me to that scripture and say, go through it and tell me it, you know, vet me. It was so refreshing. And I thought, okay, yeah, this guy is the real deal.
That was good. That was real good.
He got cool points for that.
Yeah.
So check this out, y'all. And Facebook, YouTube, I want y'all to hear me. My thing is always making sure that you leave better than you were before you watch the show. And I want you to hear what Nate and Andrea has said. I think the first thing, if we're going to be power couples and work on it less than an hour a day, the power has to be connected to a source. Power is not power if it doesn't have a connection. And I think that I hear them both saying they were both individually and are both individually connected to a higher source than themselves. Am I right about that, y'all?
That's right.
And so it starts by making sure that we're connected. And I just want to draw that out while they're talking. I don't want you guys to miss this, Facebook, YouTube. Don't run past the mere fact that the reason why a lot of times the couples don't work or you can't seem to get on the same sheet of music or have any type of power in your relationship is your connection. You're not plugged in.
Right.
Individually.
That's right.
Individually. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. And speaking to that, Andrea had, as you saw, we had individual tracks in which we were running on.
Yeah.
And when I approached her, I wasn't approaching her, but I was trying to get with her and I was trying to fill a void. I was founding my business.
Come on.
And one of the key things about being a power couple is that you got to be about your business. You got to mind your business, and your life is your business. So in other words, mind your life.
Mm.
And when you're doing that, then you're able to cross paths with that one that is drawn to you. I call it alignment before assignment.
Right.
Alignment before assignment. And through our relationship, that's the key. And so one of the key things about being a power couple on 1 hour a day is that you got to have a shared vision. You got to have a vision of your own, which Andrea tells the story of how she was on a plane to Maui where she wrote out her Boaz list. That's the starting point, right?
Yeah.
And so from there, individually, I had a vision. Mine was rooted in when I made the vow to God. So when we came together, it was literally saying, okay, what are you looking like life-wise? What am I looking like? But not doing it in the context of trying to get together, but just trying to connect. Mm-hmm. So because we became friends before we were lovers.
Right.
That's a real deal because that's where likability is. I mean, we developed a relationship over Scandal and Nachos. That's how we became who we are today.
You watch Scandal, bro?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was so good.
And Lifetime.
Mate, a lot
you
of
watch
changed
it
since
Lifetime.
The last time we used to hang out. Did you watch Power? Since we're talking about Power.
I can't get it.
I watch it, but I ain't buy no extra channels to watch it. I watch it whenever I had something, maybe a special.
I got you.
I didn't go get the extra channel to get it.
I got you. So check this out, y'all. You said that one has to have their stuff together, the other has to have their stuff together, and then you come together and those visions align. And so, Nate, would you kind of address from a power standpoint the problem when one is not able to, two things with power and one's not pulling its weight? What happens in those scenarios with power? You used a scenario the other day, you and I was talking, and I just want to draw this out because I want people to hear what you said about two cars with batteries. Do you speak? Yeah, speak to that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was talking about this whole thing. The first is if you want to think about what happens in a dysfunctional relationship, and that's not necessarily financial, because I'm also bring Andrea to the table so she can talk about how we met and when we met and what state she met me in, because that right there is powerful in and of itself. But this whole idea of power couple is similar to, if you can imagine, two vehicles where you got one vehicle that has a dead battery and you stop someone and ask them to give you a jump.
Yeah.
You got to have a common something to bring you together. That's to start out with. Yes. And that's oftentimes what happens in the beginning of dating. You look like you coming together. You look like you got the same desires and everything else. Which brings to one of the principles about transparency and communication. So the first tip I told you about being a power couple is common vision. The next one is communication, open, transparent communication.
So I shouldn't be trying to get a jump from you and then I don't even have a battery in my car. You don't know that.
That's one thing, as well as don't be trying to jump. If your battery is so dead, that is going to kill who I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to power you up.
That's right.
Come on, that's good.
I can't be spending my time trying to make you feel a certain way. I can't be validating you on a daily basis. That right there, I've got to now prove to you every day. Every day I got to prove to you that I'm into you. Your jealousy, your insecurity, all that stuff.
That's good.
Right.
Make it effective. So just like in that vehicle that's charging, you're going to end up killing yourself. It's so like, put your mask on first.
Right. And then secure the mask.
And then secure.
Right.
Right. But babe, talk to him about that from a standpoint of, because some people misread that and think, I got to have my stuff all together. Well, what does all together really look like? How does that share with our story?
Okay. So first of all, let me preface this by saying, ladies, do not let your girlfriends cause you to miss your blessing.
Hold on.
Rewind. Say that again.
Do not let your girlfriends cause you, married or single, cause you to miss your blessing. Mm. Know what God has ordered for you. Because, you know, Nate asked me to a few minutes ago to talk about how, you know, the state in which we really came together. And, so at this particular time, I'm at the top level in my company, but I'm at the bottom of the top. And so I knew that I needed to move to the next level. And so when I hired Nate as a coach, We were very transparent with each other. I had to be because he was like, bring all your stuff. I got to go through and kind of, you know, coach you. But over Nachos and Scandal, there were no masks. There was no pretentiousness. It was just him being him. I asked him questions. He gave me answers because we weren't trying to hook up. A lot of times we were trying to hook up. That's when they mask up.
Come
because
on,
they're trying to present their representative that they hope you'll like. You know what I mean? And then after the marriage, then that representative goes away. And it's like, right. Here I am. Like it right. or love it. You know, and a lot of times we don't love it. But we were so transparent because we weren't trying to date. We were just trying to be friends. And so I was able to just be myself. Well, he was able to do the same. Plus, he put all his business in his book. And so I knew. But the thing about it is that when I met Nate, he wasn't at the top of his game. He had pretty much lost everything. You know, here he was, someone who had an assets of $5 million, who I've never had assets of $5 million. I was a $1 million earner in my company, but that didn't mean I had $1 million in the bank, you know, but, you know, he had documentation. And so, but when we met, he was at the rebuild stage. He was living with the roommate just to have shelter, you know, and Nate, I guess you could probably tell it better, but I understood that I knew that who he was not about where he was. I don't know if you've ever seen that Acrimony. Have you seen Tyler Perry's that movie Acrimony?
Yes.
Have I seen that?
Yeah, with Taraji P. Henson. And so she had this boyfriend and she put him through school and they were together forever. They got married and he had an idea. He had an invention. And he knew, he believed in it so much, but he was washing dishes at a restaurant and he just couldn't, but he knew his value. And so her friends and her mother and her girlfriends and her sisters, they were like, you better leave him. You put him through school. He's not bringing anything to the table and all this kind of stuff. And so finally, she just got sick of being the helpmate. And she let go of the vision. And somebody came and believed in him and scooped him up. And his vision was worth $400 million or something like that. And at the end, he wrote her a check for $100,000 and said, here you go. And then she, you know, went crazy because she let this thing go. But I knew that he wasn't where he was financially. I was at a better place financially than he was. But I knew that this guy, that he was a brilliant man. When I read his book, I knew he was brilliant. And when my girlfriends and people were, why are you? And he doesn't even have a house and y'all don't even have a, and he's coming in and living with you. And I mean, you know, after, of course, we got married, you know, but I thought to myself, am I going crazy? Like, cause you know, but I just stood my ground and I said, Nate, I'm going to stick. You are my future. You're my best friend. If I lose all my girlfriends, you're worth it because he literally is my best friend and I will bank on us. I'll bank on us all day long. And God has proved that he is trustworthy and honorable. And so that's it.
Listen, y'all, we can end the show off that right there. Good grief. That's good.
Yeah, that was good. You have to. And this is what I heard, Andrew. My mind works a little different, but you know, you can't see power.
Exactly.
You can only see the end result of power.
Come on now. Absolutely.
Can't see power.
That's right.
Power is not exposed.
That's right.
You see the effects of it.
It's on the inside.
And that's on the end. Like you cut the light on, that is at the end of the power source is somewhere totally different. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
That's right.
And I think oftentimes we're so caught up on what we see.
That's right.
Only.
Absolutely.
And I just talked about this last night, Nate, or Sunday. We talked about seeing, understanding.
Yes, indeed.
You have to be able to see. And people are so driven by what they currently see. And that's all outward. You started off, Andrea, saying that the power stuff is all outward. That's what we all get caught up on, the outward. Mm-hmm. But you better be able to see the end. You better be able to see the potential. Because that's where God is.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
And that's where it moves into that common vision of why it's a blessing to be considered a power couple, but more importantly, a blessing to actually be that power couple. See, there's so many people that want to look rich as opposed to be rich.
Come on, man.
And what's exciting with us is that that which we are projecting is authentically who we are, and we take that assignment very seriously to walk that thing out. You know, the word shows that now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Well, that's where that power looks right there, because it's right now, now in the present, that which we stand firmly on is our power source. And the way that we move through life, our vibe, the way that we move forward with charging towards goals and making impact is to show people that if in fact you have the expectation of what God has for you, that hope, then when you come together with that other person, it will be manifested, because you both won't be thrown off because of what your current situation is, but actually where you're going, because you are clear about where God is taking you. And that's what we want everyone to know on a daily basis. The thing that you want to be doing is that you want to have that daily connection where you're looking at that vision board, and you are in turn making steps proactively about bringing that to fruition. It could be in the same field or different. The key is, are we working towards a common end goal?
Right. And Nate, can I just add one quick thing? I wasn't stupid. He did have a plan. So I wasn't following him blindly, and he just kind of like, okay, we don't know what we're going to do. But he had a plan, and he presented the plan to me. And I knew that that not only did he have a plan, but his work ethic, his honesty, his grind was just always there. And I knew that it would be worth it in the end. So
it's a matter of time.
Now, that's a question, because the story is beautiful.
It is.
It sounds beautiful. I'm sure it is truly beautiful. So to keep it real with our listeners, I know there's conflict.
That's good, Charity.
What happens when conflict arises in this beautiful power couple?
Yep. So Andrew, share with the story our actual conflict. What was it? Give them the backstory on that.
Don't hold back.
So
let's get lit now.
Let me just say this. Nate and I, and we talked this morning. I said, Nate, have we ever had a fight? Like, we never had because honestly, we genuinely like each other. But we have had disagreements or different thoughts about things where, for instance, one of the big bones of contention was, we were not on the same page as far as coming together. So we have two households where he's an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur, but I was over here doing this thing that I've done that I've built alone for 26 years, and he's over here with a vision for us. So I'm on a me thing and he's on the we thing, and I didn't buy in. Mm-hmm. Because I had a stake in the ground for this thing. And I knew I fleeced the Lord 100 million times, because I was like, God, you mean you want me to let this go to start over and build this with this guy? And I knew that God was calling me to build something. I've always been a builder. I don't care if it's a small church, let's build it. I don't care if it's a small vision, let's build it. That's what visions are. You just need that person or the people that are committed to the vision. And so, I had told him, you know, Nate said, Andrew, if you have the plan to get us to where we want to be, then let me know. And quite honestly, I knew that it was time for me to move on. But it was hard letting that go for my relationships, income, lifestyle. But God has a way of moving you out of causing circumstances to move out, to move you into the place that you want to be in. So long story short, I told Nate that, okay, I'm going to retire and let's work on our company. Let's work on our vision. And then I got scared. I literally felt like, okay, I don't know. I'm not ready. I told him I was ready. And then I was like, I'm not ready. And
didn't say she wasn't ready. I didn't even tell him. I just watched.
I figured he would miss it that I didn't retire when I said I was. But anyhow, and so he got. I love Nate because he's so controlled. What Nate did was he decided he was gonna go get a job. He left the house and went and got a night job just to. So he didn't have to, I don't know what, Nate, you got to explain your thought process. I hated it because I was so used to him being there. But I knew that it was my fault. And so, not really my fault, but it was my responsibility to be a person of my word. And I did go back on my word. And so that following year, I did retire. And then in January, we retired. And
congratulations, too, by the way.
Thank you. God has been blessing us tremendously. So yeah. That was our biggest spat.
And so the lesson in that, as far as how do we deal with the conflict, is that somebody has to be able to not engage in a fight.
Right.
I don't deal with nonsense. So I'm not one to draw things. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I'm going to stand firm because I'm always leading from that. And I always reflect that back to her. I said, you don't have to like what I say, but I'm only listening. I'm only following God. So you his child, so I ain't got nothing against you. You deal with it.
I'm going to use that, Nate. I'm going to use that, Nate. I promise you. I'm just over here. Why are you taking notes? I need to take some notes.
And so in that situation, I went and got a night job. I worked in Publix, stocking shelves. I hadn't had a job in, I don't know. I mean, I can't remember the last time I had an actual job. Where was the job? Because I had to actually have a job. But I left the house because I said, I'm going to put this time into me. So I would have my ear pods on and I would do personal growth and development. I was away from the house and I knew it was a visible representation of what I'm willing to do. Say, I'm not going to stick here with this because I'm not going to talk to you about that, which you already told me we were going to do. And so she told me later on last year, or maybe it was this year, the consequence of her disobedience. Of that not happening. Again, let God do what his thing. So, babe, tell us, because I didn't even know this. How did you come to the day when you shared that?
I was doing I do a ladies mentoring call on Monday mornings. And I was talking to the ladies about the consequence of disobedience. And it didn't dawn on me. It was like that, like the Holy Spirit just said, add this up. And I added up how much money I lost because I didn't leave when I said I would, when the Lord told me to. And it was $258,000 in retirement income that I lost, over $250,000 because wow. of disobedience. And so while that's a significant amount of money, but you know, it is what it is, but what you gonna do now, right? But yeah. I thank God because here we're in a year where businesses are closing and people are trying to pivot and figure out how to change now with this COVID and stuff. And so I left at the exact right time for me.
Won't he do it?
For
Won't
me. He yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. Absolutely.
You can't see it, but he does.
That's right.
I tell you guys what I would love for you to do. Charity, you wrote down a couple of the vision is number one, and then do that alignment. If you guys would just share with the viewers, what does a typical day look like? Do you guys work out together? Do you like give me the practical things that couples can
day
do?
In the life.
Yeah, of the Scots. Yeah. Like how do you maneuver a day? And every day is not the same, but I'm sure you guys have. You know, plans daily. Are y'all doing everything together? Like, you know, when you go to the store, Andrea, does Nate have to go to the store too? Like,
you know what? He doesn't have to, but he wants to. The thing that's so great about us is that we really are best friends, and we literally can do anything together. Like we can go get pedicures together. We can we'll play basketball together. We'll work out and lift weights. He'll do aerobics if I want him to. We just hang out. Lifetime movies. This dude right here watches more Lifetime movies than I just was like, okay, I'm just gonna watch it. Okay. So you know what I mean? But he's so easy that it makes life so I feel safe with him. I can be my authentic self. We do everything together, right, Nate? We love to travel, we have the same interests, but we have our times when we are,
What is a typical day?
The day in life, Andrea is an early person. So Andrea will be up four. I mean, what time you normally?
I'm around a 4:30, 5 a.m. person.
Okay. And unless I'm doing some type of workout plan, which I'm not doing that year round, I typically roll out of bed 9. And by 9 out of bed just means I get out, but I'm up on the phone in the bed. So, but she's downstairs doing a Bible study. Our only time that we're closely synced waking up wise is that she does a 6 a.m. morning call for women. I do a 7 a.m. for men. So that's Monday morning. If we're up both for that time, I'm then doing coaching calls with people. And I don't know, she's downstairs on the couch doing calls as well. We'll go out for a walk, which is normally a 2-hour walk.
2 hours?
Yeah.
So it's like 7 miles.
Yep.
God bless y'all.
Yeah. So we do that and then we'll come back. And if we don't have anything that we're trying to get out to do, then we'll stay like that in our sweaty stuff. If we got something that we're doing, then we'll go up and go ahead and shower. Well, I said we, one of us, we eat.
We love food.
And we, you know, and we hang out. Because honestly, man, we truly do live full time. I don't have I don't like schedules. Mm-hmm. I will schedule something for the benefit of other people. Like you guys saying 11, I only do this because it's for other people. But for me, I literally take a note from Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People of first things first. I literally will just choose where to devote my time at. If I get a phone call from someone and I want to have that communication with them, or if I need to have that communication with them, they need me, I'll stop what it is that I'm doing because I don't have any restrictions. And that's the blessing, is that truly, 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 we have a lifestyle that has no boundaries. When I go to school with her, I'm not stopping work because all I have to do is have my phone and my earpods.
He never
so
stops
literally
working.
Everything that I do, yeah, I'm on my walk and I'm doing phone calls or taking calls or doing presentations all from my phone. So it's truly one of those things that I can show someone how to design that lifestyle, try to mirror it and thinking, well, this is what I want to do. One couldn't do it if they're not beginning with the end in mind. And that's really what excites me about where we're at, because my singular focus is showing people how to live in fullness every day. Because Matthew 6:33 says that if you seek ye first kingdom of God, then all things thereafter shall be added unto you. My heart's desire and the blueprint that God has given to me is a way to show people how to focus on those things that are most important to create the freedom that one wants. Because we all have the same 1,440 minutes per day. When you subtract out the time for working, sleeping, commuting, and the time it takes you to do what you have to do each and every day of your life, most people are left with just 1 to 2 hours remaining to do what they really want to do. But then the question is, do they have the money to do it? Well, fortunately, I'm in a state of my life where I don't have those things that I have to do. I don't have those constraints. Right. And that's the most releasing thing that there is. So
beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
You guys have been absolutely amazing. I want to thank you guys for taking the time to come on the show. I'm going to ask that you would share with our audience how they can get in contact with you guys individually, and just list all your social media, whatever ways people can connect with you. One thing we didn't do on the show purposely is talk about these guys' net worth, y'all. And it doesn't matter what their net worth is. So there was no need to do that. I just want you to know that they are very successful. However, it's about what are you going to do with the time that you have. And this is what they have given us, some practical things and some spiritual things that we can do to make sure that we align ourselves. The money follows what Nate just said. The money follows you doing the principle. And so thank you guys so much. Share. How can we get in contact with you?
So you can follow me on Facebook at Andrea C. Scott and on Instagram at the Andrea C. Scott. And so that's it. And I think LinkedIn is Andrea C. Scott. So and then our website is thelifeisrichcompany.com, thelifeisrichcompany.com. And you'll be able to get, I'm also a published author. Our books are there, resources. You can get in contact with us, call us. We'd love to talk with you. And then Nate will share.
And this. Yeah, and my Instagram, Facebook, everything, YouTube, all can be found at Ask Nate Scott. So everything is at Ask Nate Scott. Our thelifeisrichcompany.com includes not only our books, but also our coaching, our workshops, and our classes. Right now, if you anyone wants to really get dialed in, what I encourage everyone to do is lock arms with us in our mission to impact the world. And we do that with a tip of the spear because of our family's history. Our mother-in-law, Andrew's mom is a breast cancer survivor. My father-in-law passed away from pancreatic cancer. Our pastor was diagnosed with cancer 2 years ago in September, died in October, was buried in November. And my grandmother at 92 passed away January 12, 2020, the day before Andrew's retirement. And that lit a fire under me. It really put things into perspective about this lifetime of service to the nation that I committed to as a West Point graduate. And so our heart's desire is for people to just connect with us. We're on a mission to help 20,000 families become debt-free and financially free by teaching you the principles in relation to God's usage of his resources. And so if anyone wants to get information, just text FPU to 904-204-0846. Again, text FPU to 904-204-0846. And join us for Real Talk.
Yeah.
This Saturday, Real Talk. Text real to 904-204-0846, and we'd love to have you guys join us this weekend. And we would love to have you guys on with us as well.
That's this Saturday at what time?
10 a.m.
At 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Yep. If you text real, you get a flyer back, and you'll get everything else that lets you know how to dial in and connect with us and get the recordings as well.
Perfect. And I'm going to say this, too, before we let you guys go. Everyone, hear me clearly. This is titled Power Couple. But they don't just work with couples. This is for individuals. You don't have to have someone that you are connected with to take these principles and see the success of the principles applied in your life. And so I would encourage you, if you want to be in a better space mentally, physically, financially, and as an individual, contact these guys. You have the information, reach out. And then if you're a power couple or you want to be a power couple, you want to be better within your couple, not saying that these guys are going to do marriage counseling. They're equipped to. But if you would like to have your couple be better, as individuals as well as couples, please reach out. Please reach out. Hey, guys, I thank you so much.
This has
been fun. Yeah.
Yes.
This has been fun. And like we always say, LIT stands for loving, learning, and leveraging information. Because what we don't know together, because what we don't know can take us back literally to the Stone Ages. Thank you guys so much, and God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care now.
That was an amazing, I would say, it was about 45 minutes. It was an amazing interview with these guys, and I'm going to just give you my nuggets, my EC nuggets, and we're going to go ahead and shut it down. My nuggets are simply this. He said that the power couple is based on having connection with power. You can't be the power. You have to have a connection to power, which simply means you have to be connected to something greater than yourselves as a source. Second thing he says, you need vision. You got your separate visions, but you're going to need a vision together. As a couple, are you heading in the same direction? How can two walk together except they agree? It's funny, two can't walk together except they agree, but yet we can marry each other and not agree. And so we got to have a vision for the marriage or for the relationship or for the couple. And then last but not least, you know, it is the everyday step-by-step doing things together. Where one's weak, the other make up the difference. Where the other one's weak, the other makes up the difference. And so it's building that family relationship, that couple relationship, that power relationship on a daily basis by doing stuff together. You ain't got to do everything together. But as you heard, they enjoy spending time and doing things together. Some of it's work, some of it's play. Many times when we see power couples, all we see is the play. See them on vacation. We see them doing things. We think that that's where the power is and that's what makes them a power couple. It's not. It's the everyday minute little things. And if we work on the relationship 1 hour a day, these areas that he talked about, vision, making sure we're connected with the power, making sure we're spending time together, we can become a power couple in less than 1 hour per day. And so with that being said, man, those were my EC nuggets for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.